Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Many of these resources and programs you can also access from home. I'm Jeff Gavin. I am a librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations, but I also work on the digital branch and this podcast. October is STEAM month, so we're focusing on programs and resources related to science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. In other words, STEAM. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we're going to talk about the A in STEAM, the arts. Okay, so in our previous episode, we were talking with the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library Foundation. We had Talia White, Melanie Barron, and Karen Beach talking about Burris and Vino, but another event that the Library Foundation sponsors is Epic Fest. Epic Fest is a free literary festival that brings children, teens, and families together with authors, illustrators, and the library. So today, we have the folks that are working on Epic Fest: Karen Beach, Emily Nanny, Becca Worthington, and Melanie Barron. Karen is the deputy director of the foundation. Melanie is the marketing and communications specialist for the foundation. Emily is the education channel leader and director of children's services for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library System. And Becca is a children's librarian at Imagineon. Becca, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and maybe a fun fact? Okay.
And I moved here. I guess the fun fact is I wrote my thesis on Imagineon at the only hybrid theater library in the United States. And I am coming into library with a theater background, so this place is special.
Cool. And Melanie, would you like to tell us about yourself and maybe some fun information?
Sure. I'm Melanie Barron. I'm the marketing and communications specialist for the Library Foundation. So if it comes out of the Library Foundation and you read it, heard it, or watched it, probably I touched it. And Epic Fest is one half of a literary weekend, so it's really a really fun event, so I'm looking forward to talking about that today. Fun fact.
Sorry, yes.
Got off subject there.
You're fine.
Fun fact, I once stole Barry Manilow's water and kept it for 5 years in my refrigerator.
Only 5 years? What happened to it?
Somebody drank it.
Oh, gosh. And Karen, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and a fun fact?
Sure. I'm Karen Beach, Deputy Director for the Library Foundation. And what that means is I have the privilege of helping secure support from individuals, companies, foundations, and other governmental sources to support the fantastic services and resources of the library. And I have been with the library for 24 years, so since I was a baby.
Great.
Melanie laughs at me when I say that. You know, I was trying to think of a different fun fact that Jeff hasn't already heard, and I'm struggling with that, except, because this is radio, you can't really see, but I used to have super long hair.
Oh.
Almost Crystal Gale.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Crystal Gale. Not quite as long as Crystal Gale.
She sat on it.
I did sit on it. And I only cut it like 10 years ago.
Okay. I now that you mention that, I do remember
when
you had long hair.
Yeah.
And Emily, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and something fun?
Sure. Good morning. My name is Emily Nanny. I'm the education leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. This is my 19th year with the library, so I'm glad to be part of this wonderful organization. As educational leader, I work with programs and partnerships at the library and in the community for adults, children's, and teen services, as well as third grade reading initiatives and opportunity strategy. And as far as a fun fact, let's see, I'm an only child, and there's not many only children. So.
Yes. Cool. All right. Thank you all for that. All right. So we're going to dig down a little bit deeper into Epic Fest. Epic Fest is coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, very soon.
Absolutely. So the day of Epic Fest is Saturday, November 3rd. It's an all-day extraordinary event for children, teens, and families. But on Friday, November 2nd, authors and illustrators for children and teens will be out in schools throughout the day. So it actually starts on Friday, November 2nd, and then leading into the big Epic Fest Day Extraordinary on November 3rd.
Okay, cool. So the authors are going to the schools and speaking?
Yes. And we're upping our game this year. We have 12 authors confirmed.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? And each of the authors is asked to do 2 school visits that Friday, and our library staffers, volunteers, clamor for the opportunity to be personal driver for them. And this year, I call dibs on John Sheska, so I get to drive him around. I know, and so we get them to 2 schools, Charlotte Mecklenburg Public Schools, and they do fantastic presentations. The illustrators often draw for the children, and they talk to a variety of auditorium visits in large groups or small settings. This year, one of our middle grade authors, Olu Bemezola, Rude Perkovich, is going to do a little writing class with some middle schoolers.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot of wonderful stuff going on in the school system.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I've actually driven for an author in the past myself, and it was a very interesting day. Tui Sutherland. Okay, so can someone tell us how Epic Fest came about?
I will. This is Kara. Epic Fest came about because a wonderful gentleman who passed away a couple of years ago came to the Library Foundation. His name was Jim Preston, Mr. Jim Preston. And he and one of his daughters approached the Library Foundation. His wife had recently passed away, and he dearly loved his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He was a longtime supporter of the library and the Library Foundation. He used to make an annual contribution every year where he factored in, it was always a wedding anniversary gift to his wife.
Okay.
And he always factored in however many years they had been married. There was a formula involved, and that resulted in his level of support that year. So his wife had passed away, and he had been thinking about how to really honor his wife and thinking about those years of annual support. And he approached us and he said, you know, I really want to do something to honor my wife, and I'm not really sure what, per se. And so Jenny Geisbauer, our executive director, and myself, we sat and talked with Jim and his daughter, one of his daughters, for a little bit and said, you know, tell us more about your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And what she really loved was children and reading to children and helping inspire children to be readers and to love books.
Right.
And so we went away and thought, but we didn't have to think very long, because in the back of our mind, we knew that we wanted to, at this point, we had already created Verse and Vino. We had one year of Verse and Vino, which again, we kind of brought back after the library could no longer do Novella Festival of Reading.
Right.
Well, a component of Novella Festival of Reading used to be a huge component with children, and we called it Wordplay Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
or literary adventure. There were different components of novella for children. We hadn't been able to bring that back. And so when Mr. Preston said, I want to do something to honor my wife,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to involve children and books, we were like, we've got a great idea. So Mr. Preston was a lawyer by nature. That was his profession, retired lawyer. And he said, come back to me in a couple of weeks, maybe with like 3 ideas. And we came back and we said, we have one idea, Mr. Preston, but it's the best idea, and you're going to love it. And he and his daughter did love it. And we said, we'd like with your support to help us create an opportunity for children in our community to meet and to hear and be inspired by some of their favorite authors, or to meet authors, and to be able to bring back a sense of something that we had lost many years ago. So he said, that sounds fantastic. And one of his daughters, Mary Lane, has since continued to be involved in Epic Fest planning. Mr. Preston, luckily, he was able to see and enjoy and come to our very first Epic Fest with his family and see thousands of children in the building that day. He has since passed away, unfortunately. But we continue to remember and honor Jim and his wife, Libby.
Mm-hmm.
Preston, and their passion for reading and their encouragement and wanting to instill a love of reading in children.
Cool.
So that's how Epic Fest came about.
Great. That is a great story, and I did not know that story, but I'm glad I do now. Okay, so can you tell us what's happening at this year's Epic Fest? Where, when, authors?
I can talk to the author portion of it, and then maybe I'll hand it over to Emily to talk about the rest of the stuff going on in the building. So the authors that are present are going to be, we're going to kick off with a family story time in the Spangler Library area that will feature books by some of the author illustrators that are going to be there present for the day. And then the whole rest of the day, Spangler Library is going to be an author stage, and we're going to have book signings going on constantly and continuously throughout the day for people to get to meet and spend time with the authors that are present, and each author is going to get featured on our stage. We're going to take a break for the musical guests, which Emily will talk about a little bit, and then we're going to go back to more author presentations, and then at the evening we're going to go straight into a YA panel for teens and fans of young adult fiction. And so the authors, if I can take a second just to pitch the authors that we have, super excited, we're all super excited about them. Derek Anderson is a New York Times bestseller with more than 25 books under his belt, and he we use his 10 Pigs books at Storytime all the time. Nick Brewell is one of the best speakers I've ever seen in my life. He's the author and illustrator of the Bad Kitty series, which is really popular.
Cat books.
Oh,
cat books. Yeah.
Mike Curado is wonderful. He is an author illustrator of Little Elliot, which is one of my favorite book series, and I've heard him do a school visit before, and he's remarkable with children. Leo Espinosa is going to be new with us. He's an award-winning illustrator. He just illustrated the Juno Diaz picture book Island Born, which is about a tropical island being affected by, devastated by a storm. And he actually emailed me personally after Hurricane Florence to check in and see how we were all doing.
Good. That's great.
Oh, wait, can I interrupt? Becca, you got to tell the story. So how we come to authors for Epic Fest, many different ways, but Leo Espinosa, how did we find Leo Espinosa?
Yeah, so I was just working at Imagineon on a Thursday, and got approached by a patron who came up to the service desk and was looking for books by his cousin. And I said, oh, is your cousin an author? And he said, well, my cousin is an illustrator. Could you look up Leo Espinosa? And the name didn't immediately ring a bell, so I just looked him up in our catalog, and then I lost my mind. And I was like, your cousin wrote, like, illustrated Island Born? Oh my gosh! And so we found the book on a shelf and found another book that he had illustrated as well. And I mentioned the idea of bringing him in for Epic Fest, and the cousin said, let me see what I can do, and then shot out an email and CC'd me, and immediately agreed.
Wow.
The beautiful conversations you have over the desk at a library.
Thank heavens I am charming. but yeah, so after that, Amélie Jean is a USA Today bestselling author of the Clay Lyon series, which is a time travel saga, and she's going to be one of our YA authors for the day. Brendan Reinks has actually been at Epic Fest before, 4 years ago, and he's wonderful. He's actually a Charlotte native. And he is known for his YA work, and he will be speaking on our YA panel, but this year he's actually doing his first middle grade novel, which is called The Dark Deep, and he's co-writing it with Ali Condi, and it's going to be a big one.
And fun fact about Brendan Reinks, his mother is Kathy Reinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Olabona Zolovrde Perkovic is one of my favorite humans on the planet, and she was an author with us last year, and she was just so, so wonderful that we're bringing her back. She's one of the founders of We Need Diverse Books, and so she's doing really, really important stuff within the world of children's and middle grade books, and she has three new books coming out. Naomi's Two, a NASA journey to tomorrow called Above and Beyond, and Someday is Now, which is the Clara Luper 1958 Oklahoma City sit-ins picture book, which I read last week, and it's terrific. Tammy Sauer, we also use a bunch of her books in our story times. She's wonderful. She does Wordy Birdie and a bunch of other fun stuff. And John Sheska, who I fangirled out on earlier today, the author of True Story of the Three Little Pigs, and books that if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, you've absolutely read and loved and clutched to your chest and ran out of the library with. So he's great.
But he's also with the Boys Read.
Yeah, Guys Read, yeah.
Now, when you say you fangirled out on, what exactly do you mean, Becca?
Well, I actually have, just flicking my hair over my shoulder like a cool girl I am. I actually have met him several times. He, I ran school author visits back in my job in New York City.
Okay.
And he, I organized some school visits for him and got to sit there for the whole day eating pizza with him in a library and working as he dealt with the kids. And then I was the chair of an ALA committee that he was involved with, and at ALA 2 years ago, I was chatting with him about the importance of doing school visits, and he was like, I wish that I could do more of them. And I was like, well, funny you should say that. There is a way that you can do more. And so he couldn't do last year, but he agreed in advance to be an author for this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then we also have a YA author, Megan Shepherd, who is a New York Times bestseller, and she's got The Grim Lovelies coming out. And Kristen O'Donnell Tubb is a middle grade author. She has a bunch of terrific books coming out, but she's also written a lot of activity books for like Scooby-Doo and Bugs Bunny and Strawberry Shortcake, so she's very popular. And we're going to end alphabetically with Paul O. Zielinski, who is one of the most acclaimed illustrators working today. He actually got the 1998 Caldecott for Rapunzel, and he's got a new book coming out that we're excited about.
And you may not know that the library owns artwork, including some really fine original children's book artwork. And we have a Paul Zielinski piece or more in the library's collection. I don't know which library that is displayed at right now, but it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. I think we could get it. So, anyway.
Cool. Great.
So, that's it for the authors for the day.
So, tell me, Becca. How do you go about approaching the authors to get them to be part of Epic Fest?
Other than the sheer dumb luck of having them.
Yes, other than that.
So I worked before I moved to Charlotte. I worked in New York City in the book publishing industry for a company called the Association of American Publishers. And part of my job there was running the multi-publisher author events at all of the libraries' conferences. And so I have really long-standing and wonderful relationships with the library marketing representatives at all of the publishing houses at Random House and Manchester and HarperCollins. So I use them, which is not perhaps a traditional route. You would typically go through the publicists, but I go through my buds who have worked with me before.
All right, so that's great. So we're glad to have you on staff now.
Why, thank you.
So Emily, tell us more about the activities that are happening at Epic Fest.
Sure. So Saturday, November 3rd is definitely a great day that you want to get out and come down to Imagine On. We have fun activities all day related to books and authors and illustrators. Come on down to Imagine On at 12 noon for Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band Concert. They have won a Latin Grammy. They travel internationally or just back in from China. They've been performing at San Francisco Public Library, and they will just have a wonderful high energy performance. So you won't want to miss that family concert at noon. We also have a lot of extension activities related to authors and illustrators that'll be there that day. We have our community partner, Read Charlotte, in attendance that will be providing a book for each family. We have the Hornets Book Bus, where you can have an opportunity also to get a book for your family, thanks to the Library Foundation. We have a game truck that day, some group art activities. For teens, we have henna art and some virtual reality activities and vision boards. There'll be lots of things that you can do all day long, plan to spend the day there. And then that evening, or late that afternoon, starting at 4, we're going to have our young adult author panel. And Becca mentioned some of our wonderful teen authors that will be there. And everyone is welcome to join at 4. And then at 5 o'clock, teens only have an opportunity to have a VIP question and answer session with our author panel. So we're very excited about that. And then there'll be a reception following at 5. And time to purchase a book and get your book signed by these authors, as well as throughout the day, we'll have a bookstore that you can purchase books by these authors and illustrators. So you definitely want to set aside November 3rd to come out and spend some time at the library and meet some amazing authors and illustrators. It really will be an extraordinary day.
And the beautiful thing about the day, our bookseller that day is Black Forest Books, so she'll have tons of books that you can buy and sign. She'll meet the author, have them sign. Again, great holiday gifts. Everything else during that day is free. So it's a fantastic free opportunity for children and families to be able to meet and hear an author. And the day is free, I should mention, so the Library Foundation.
Gotcha.
Courtesy of our presenting sponsor, Wells Fargo. And then we also have a community partner with Read Charlotte. Read Charlotte really working with lots of organizations, including the library, to increase literacy skills in our community. And then we have lots of other wonderful sponsors as well for the day. But we're especially grateful to Wells Fargo and Reach Charlotte.
Great. So if you are a family or a child or anybody from kindergarten through high school, you want to check out Epic Fest.
Actually, even birth. We'll have activities for the very little ones, birth to five.
Okay,
so,
great.
The whole family.
The whole family.
And that was really important when Jim Preston came to us, that he really, and his daughter, Mary Lane, who's on our planning committee, really committed to children from birth to 18. So
okay.
We did try to have some component happening over the 2 days.
Yeah.
It really touches children, teens of all ages.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, so can you all tell us some memorable highlights from previous Epic Fest events?
So I'll focus on last year. Last year we were fortunate to have Eric Litwin, author of Pete the Cat fame, to perform our concert that day. We filled the theater that seats over 520 at Imagine On. It was just amazing. I think we had the biggest attendance that day that we've ever had. It was very diverse families, all types of families, people from other counties, and really just more events than we've ever had and related to authors and illustrators. So I think that was the most exciting thing about last year, is just the diversity that the concert really hit a great note with families. But every year it seems to get bigger and better, and we just continue to add on.
Good.
We had
That's
about
great.
3,500 individuals, children and their family members join us last year.
Wow.
And I would say one of my favorite was typically by the end of the day, I'm standing kind of near the front. It's been a long 3 days from Versinvino and then Epic Fest. And we all are wearing T-shirts that just say volunteer on it. So, you know, you don't know who's who. But a mother approached me and said, I don't know who's in charge of Epic Fest. I don't know if you're part of the committee. But I want to tell somebody how fantastic this event was. And she had brought her daughter, who was young, if I remember correctly, maybe 8 or 9. And she wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
And or thought she wanted to be a writer. And she really hadn't had the opportunity to ever meet or hear an author in person. And so the daughter was having a fantastic time, and the mother was just blown away at the opportunities that she saw for her child.
Okay.
It really is a great opportunity to see these kids interact face-to-face with the authors that they've showed up specifically to meet. I think one of the coolest things that I saw was 2 years ago in 2016 at Epic Fest, the author-illustrator Luwin Pham, who is a magical person. She had a long line, and we knew she was popular, but we were trying to figure out, well, like, why exactly is her line so long? And it was because she, for every single personalized autograph, when someone wanted their book autographed to someone specifically, she had them pull out their phone and pull up a picture of that person, and then she drew a caricature of the person and personalized it that way. I mean, just phenomenal. Oh my gosh, I have a book with my niece's faces in it that she did for me.
That is cool.
Yeah, so she was great. And she actually, just a special little fun fact about Imagine On and how good the timing worked out, she illustrated the book Grace for President, and that was the play the Children's Theater of Charlotte was doing at the time. So Children's Theater gave her free tickets to see her book on stage.
That's great.
And that's great.
I would say even if families, even if they don't know any of these authors, even if they don't recognize the names, if they come, they will make new memories. So it will be memorable for the families that are there.
And memorable for the authors. Last year, two of the authors, Alan Gratz and David Lubart, took a lunch break and went Pokemon hunting together around that time.
Oh, yes. That was quite popular at that time. All right, so Epic Fest sounds like it's really going to be awesome this year. Is there anything else you would like to tell our audience?
Jeff, it's going to be epic. you can learn all the details. We'll be posting a schedule of author appearances and more details as we confirm them. But quite a bit is already live on our website at foundation.cmlibrary.org/epicfest.
Okay, great. All right, and I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. I want to thank Becca, Melanie, Karen, and Emily. We really appreciate you coming and talking about Epic Fest. Thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. To see and hear more about the digital branch, please visit digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. To learn more about the Library Foundation or how to donate, go to foundation.cmlibrary.org and visit our library website, www.cmlibrary.org. And don't forget to check the library's calendar, our resource pages, and our catalog. And you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, hashtag CM Library or at CM Library. Thank you very much. Have a great day.